Burlington councilors reviewed three proposed gun laws Monday evening, two measures that would require safe storage of firearms and that would ban guns in bars, were passed by the council and will move forward to public hearings prior to a town meeting day vote. The third proposal, to allow police to seize guns from domestic violence suspects, was sent back to the Charter Change Committee. City Council President Democrat Joan Shannon notes they had earlier approved the conceptual proposals and Monday night approved the actual ballot language.
What we're looking for when that ballot language comes back to us is, does this say what we intended it to say? And that required a little bit more work. Two of the three proposals, we were able to modify those on the floor. The third one we felt was going to take a little bit more time to get it to say what we intended it to say, and that one was referred back to committee. So there isn't any real debate about what we're trying to do. It's really just the technicalities of the language, making sure that it says what we want it to say.
Ward 6 City Councilor Democrat Norm Blaze sponsored the charter change proposals.
What we're seeking is a change in our charter as opposed to just a mere ordinance, because by state statute, a municipality cannot control the possession of guns by ordinance. So what we're asking for is a change to our charter. So essentially what we're asking the voters to do in Burlington is to weigh in on whether or not these are appropriate measures that protect the health and safety of our citizens.
If passed by voters on town meeting day, the charter changes must also be approved by the state legislature. And that means scrutiny by statewide groups. The Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs Vice President Evan Hughes says they oppose a politicized attack on the Vermont Sportsman's Bill of Rights.
This law went into effect in 1988, providing a set of uniform laws regulating firearms and avoiding a confusing patchwork of conflicting ordinances. The Burlington City Council's proposed ordinances would only defeat the statewide legal authority and uniformity provided by the Vermont Sportsman's Bill of Rights. We have filed a Vermont Public Records Law request with the City of Burlington to gain access to materials that were used in the development of these ordinances. We want to see, how did this get developed, and do they understand this is in conflict with the preemption statute?
Gun Sense Vermont lead organizer Ann Braden says the Burlington City Council is acting because the state legislature has done nothing to address gun issues such as safe storage.
The reason Burlington is doing this is because we have such lax laws at the state level. If we had really strong laws at the state level, we wouldn't have towns wanting to fill in those gaps themselves.
Public hearings on the two approved provisions have been scheduled for January 17th and 27th. Council President Joan Shannon expects that the third measure will be voted on during the council's December 16th meeting. If approved, it will be added to the agenda of the January public hearings. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.